Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third, the left fielder, Jack McGuire. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ben Taylor. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third, the center fielder, Herb Norin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Del Singh trying to get to third. Mealy throws the ball into Yost, who tags Del Singh for the out. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norin takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente moves to second. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive towards third. Wall catches it and throws to second to double up Dente. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels throws to second for one, and Dente throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Taylor moves to second. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 1 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon bunts towards third. Wall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byrne moves to third. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Byrne scores. One out. It's 4-0, Browns. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Arft now playing first base. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Gene Verbal pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal takes first base on ball 4. Klutz moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Klutz moves to third. Verbal moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Noren is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 2 in the game. Jennings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Byrne hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klutz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels pinch runs for Mike McCormick. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Noren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Cohn moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Cohn scores. Noren goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Browns. Satchel Paige now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's Browns, 4, Senators, 4. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dente hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klutz hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-3 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jennings bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wall moves to third. Jennings moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wall scores. Jennings scores. Page moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Delsing bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Page moves to third. Young moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McGuire strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Page scores. Young scores. Delsing moves to third. It's 8-4. Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Noren moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cohn scores. Noren moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Browns. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings misplays the ball. That's an error on Jennings. Noren scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Browns. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.